brought my own Kleenex box. Yes, when Asher emailed me like a month or so ago, and I said, "Are you sure? I don't know that that's going to be a good idea." But we talked about it again in Wales, actually, and then he called me the other day. But as most of you know, almost 3 years ago, my sister had, it's not even an accident, but a medical event. I'm not sure how many details that you all know, but essentially, January 19th of 23, I was in the DMV waiting to renew my license to get the real ID, and I got a call from my mom. Sorry, this is going to be a struggle the whole time. I got a call from my mom, and she said that my sister was on her way to the emergency room. Essentially, she had had a routine procedure that was scheduled that day, a sinus procedure. It was just an outpatient thing in the doctor's office of the ENT that we knew about, and it was just because she was getting lots of sinus infections. And we were told at that point she was on her way to the emergency room because she had an allergic reaction and went into anaphylactic shock. Even at the time, I was a little bit worried, but not too much, because she's gone into anaphylactic shock before a couple of times, and she was fine. And I asked her, I said, is she conscious? Like, you know, what? And my mom said she didn't know. She'd heard from Josh. She'd be in touch. I went about my day, slightly worried, like I said, but overall, she'll be fine. A little bit later, I heard that she was in a coma, but it was a medically induced coma. There in Del Rio Hospital. And for those that don't know, Del Rio is about 3 hours west of San Antonio in Texas. And so at that point, I called Colin. I was starting to worry a little bit more. But still, it was she'll be home in a week, but I'm worried about her girls. They were 5 and a half at the time. She has 2 twin daughters. And so I would like to go down to Del Rio to stay with the girls because she was transferred from the hospital in Del Rio to San Antonio. And so that's where Josh, her husband, would be going. So Colin came home from work. We made some phone calls. We planned to leave the next morning to go down to Texas. We ended up going to San Antonio to see her first. And even at that time, it was with this thought of she'll be in a medically induced coma for a couple of days. They said there might be some neurological problems, but we still had that. She'll wake up in a few days. She'll have to recover. So maybe I'll stay there and just help her recover. It wasn't until that next night there in San Antonio that we realized the severity of what it was. One of the nurses told me with that severity of damage that they saw, the seizures essentially is what she was having, because whatever happened, and we still don't know to this day exactly what happened, but some kind of reaction, she lost oxygen to her brain, and so she had suffered an anoxic brain injury. And that nurse told me that night that she couldn't diagnose her because being a nurse, but in her experience, she would probably either never wake up or would be in a vegetative state or what they call lights on, but no one's home. Over the next couple of weeks, I went back and forth from Del Rio to San Antonio to help take care of the girls. We were told multiple times she was never going to wake up. You should pull the plug. Obviously not in those words, but essentially. But then we would be told, oh, she's making some improvements. We have hope again. Back and forth about at least 3 times over the next couple of weeks. So for the next month, I stayed in Del Rio taking care of my nieces while Josh stayed in San Antonio. Colin had to come back for work a couple times, but was there with me as much as possible. And after a month, she was sent to TNR, Texas Neuro Rehab, which was one of the best neurological rehab facilities because she was making slight improvements. She had 4 neurologists before she left that hospital. 3 of them said, we don't see any hope. We think that you should end it. And 1 that said, if it was my wife, I wouldn't. I see improvements. There's hope. And we trusted him, that doctor. We had the hope. We were in denial, maybe. I'm not really sure. And we were praying. And we had the prayers of probably hundreds of thousands of people all over the country. She went and stayed for about 2 to 3 months in Texas Neuro. She was very slowly improving, very, very, very little, but their measure of improvements. And she was given the status of minimally conscious. And what that means is it's slightly more than vegetative. So her eyes were open. She was technically awake from her coma. She would kind of look around a little bit. She could move her head back and forth. She would respond to certain stimulus, but she couldn't. She wasn't communicating. We weren't really sure the level of her consciousness. And then she stayed there for about 2 to 3 months until insurance stopped paying because she had got an infection. And when infections happen, the brain essentially focuses on the infection rather than the rest of the healing. And so she was sent to a long-term care facility. During all that time, I thought that I had a special connection with her. We'd always been very close. We fought, of course, when we were little kids. But as adults, we talked almost every day. And I thought that I understood the looks she would give me. I thought I could get her to respond when others couldn't. So could Josh, understandably. But there were even times that I was there. I was the first one to hear, feel her hands move after she woke up from her coma. And there was even a moment she gave me a look, and I thought she didn't want this. But then I had hope again because the doctors told us there was hope. But even though they said they weren't sure how conscious she was, I was convinced, and I knew that she knew me, and I knew that she knew our family. I knew that she knew her girls, and I knew that she knew her husband. It's been almost 3 years now, and she's still in that state. She's somewhat less responsive now than she's ever been. She's regressed. At the new facility, she stopped receiving rehab and has regressed in many ways. Over the last 3 years, I have never doubted that God is real or that he can perform miracles. Sorry, I have to blow my nose. But I was mad that he wasn't doing it for her. I knew that he could heal her, but for whatever reason, he's choosing not to. And for 2.5 years, that made me very angry. I've struggled with anger, with confusion, with comparing my grief to others, because I thought, surely this is the absolute worst case scenario. Not only have we lost her, a wife, a mother, a sister, a child, and a friend, but she's still suffering. She's still lying in a bed where her muscles have cramped, her joints have stiffened. She gets bed sores and infections. If she is conscious, I can only imagine how angry, how sad and scared and lonely she is feeling because her family was at least 3 hours away. And what breaks my heart more than anything to know that she's suffering more than it has been hard for us. We've had to deal with family drama with her husband because we haven't always agreed on some of the decisions he's made. We feared losing relationships with our nieces. I've become angry at times that I've had to become the parent to my own mother as well, because she hasn't been able to handle this well, and she looks to me for support. I've never doubted that Christ is our Savior, but I have struggled with wanting to be here at church, because for 2.5 years, more Sundays than not, I would sit in that seat in that row and just cry instead of singing. And I also felt guilty about all of it. I felt guilty about all the feelings that I'd had. I'd felt guilty that my faith was not as strong as it should have been during trials. Earlier this summer, I was reminded there was a slight shift. Obviously, I still struggle, and obviously, it's not easy. But this summer, I was reminded that our hope is not in this world. And for the first time, I understood it in a way that's a little bit more than just our salvation, because obviously we don't find our salvation here on earth. We find it in Christ. But I have no hope left for her in this world. I don't believe that she's going to be healed. I don't believe that she's going to come home to us. But I can still have hope, even though it's not here on this earth, because she knew Christ. She was a believer. She had a relationship with him. I've been praying for the last 3 years, especially when we can't be there, that Jesus is with her, keeping her company when we can't be. But I also know that however long she's stuck in this broken body, it will be nothing, and it'll just be a blip, a mist, compared to the day that she meets Jesus in heaven and spends eternity with him. And this will just be nothing. And that's where my hope is for her.